The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am The Flash.
What's up, yo? It's Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking the Flash. It is, Friday night, December 1st. I've got my notes here in front of me. I'm going to be talking about the episode, Therefore I Am, that aired Tuesday on November 21st. That's what it was. Episode 7 of Season 4. I got to say, I think this season, and maybe for, I know for a fact this season, this is probably one of my favorite episodes. This was really, and this was probably the first episode that I really enjoyed the backstory of a villain or a metahuman, whatever you want to call it. In the past, we've had, you know, all Zoom and all those guys, and they were cool and all, but this one here was just, this was a really good one. We get to see the flashback of DeVoe and how he was a university teacher, and then his wife is like a brainiac engineer, and then the whole thinking cap thing, and then the dark matter. It's just, this whole episode was really, really good. And then seeing Barry go through the crap of trying to convince the team, which that kind of definitely bothered me a little bit, of how the team was just like, hey, Barry, you're just over freaking out. And nobody, until the end of this freaking episode, everybody's like, oh, you were right. I would have been like, apology, dinner, something. But, I thought the whole backstory with DeVoe was awesome. I thought them going to Barry's boss, the captain, and filing a complaint to DeVoe's wife, coming in there and upset and slapping him, which I have to admit, I even have it written in my notes, with a star by it, why wouldn't Barry be the Flash when he breaks into DeVoe's house? I would have thought if there was a camera. As soon as I saw him in there, I'm like, what are you doing? You should be vibrating, like, right? But he didn't. And they had a picture of him. He couldn't deny it. And then she slaps his ass, which, woo, even Joe was like, damn. But that whole thing was good. And I did not see, I didn't see it going down the way it did with Barry and the DeVoe finally meeting up. But for him to show up the university and then DeVoe just to be like, let me put it all out on the table and you're just not smart and your team sucks and you ain't nothing. I thought that was great. That was a great, intense scene. Yeah, man, them two, I think this is going to be probably my favorite villain of the whole series, all seasons, because he just seems like, yeah, he's just, he can back it up, and it's going to be interesting to see how this all pans out. Another thing that I really enjoyed was to see Wally return, because I was pretty bummed that Wally had to go find himself. Hopefully he did, and Kid Flash is back with the team, which I think they're going to need. But once again, one of my favorite episodes. Kudos to the writers and everybody. This DeVoe guy is one of my, yeah, this is going to be so good. So I think that's about it, people. Just quick and easy. This is my reaction to this episode. More coming up. I talked to my friend Anna B. She's been watching this whole crossover X thing that's going on. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't watch the first episode with Supergirl. I did watch the Arrow episode. I've started watching the Flash episode, and then of course Legends. I just can't get into it. So hopefully Anna B, if you've been listening to our Arrow podcast, you'll see that Anna B is a big, huge fan, and she's a fan of these types of, and she watches Supergirl and everything else. So the cool thing about it is she's gonna wind up reviewing, and then I'm just gonna jump in with the parts that I've seen, but that'll be coming up later on. But yeah, just stay tuned. But once again, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for all the likes and shares and listens and all that good stuff. Appreciate it. And if you want to hear more, see more, my blog, iwatchmike.com, iwatchmike.com. Go there. Top, you'll see a podcast tab. Click on that. You can't miss it. It's Talking the Flash, available on iTunes and audioboom.com and everything, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff's on the blog. All right, so have a great weekend. I will chat with you later. Bye-bye.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am the Flash.